Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rapper Post Malone has a new song out. It's a cover of Hootie and the Blowfish's Only Wanna Be With You. That do anything for you, Mulsey?
The song itself or Post Malone's cover of it?
The Post Malone version.
Not really. Although Darius Rucker did, back when we used to do shows from the Cambria Suites, he was in town, I guess, to do a show, but was there a day early and was just sitting at the bar there drinking beer with, to my surprise, nobody like bothering him or anything, even though there was that little whispering that happens where everybody knows who somebody is, but nobody actually wants to like go up and bother them.
Kale, are you offended by this because your uncle and Darius Rucker are such good friends?
Offended by the Post Malone song?
Yeah.
I'm not at all.
Have you heard it?
And actually, it's funny. I listened to it on the way in today.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was excellent.
Does it sound just like the 1990s version of this
song?
No,
I think Post Malone does a good job of putting his own spin
on
it.
Did he try to do a...
What is Post Malone? What constitutes the Post Malone spin?
That is a great question.
It's hard to say, but Post Malone has a very unique style, I feel like, compared to other rappers. He also sings a little bit, too, and that's obviously this is a singing song.
Did he try to replicate the Darius Rucker voice effect?
No, he didn't. He didn't do that, but...
The dolphins make me cry.
No.
He did not do that?
He didn't, but he did change some of the lyrics.
Did he leave the dolphins part in?
No, he changed it because he's a huge Cowboys fan. And he's the Cowboys Make Me Cry.
Oh.
Which was a little bit like...
Wait, was the dolphin thing in Hootie's song a reference to the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
What?
No.
Dan Marino was in the music video.
Yeah, that's why I brought up.
I didn't have cable until I was like 17. I was not a possessor of cable TV. I wasn't watching MTV back when.
So
you guys
just
were in
thought
the
animals,
Kale,
like
you weren't even alive.
Dolphins jumping around and swimming in the ocean, made Darius Rucker cry?
Yeah, in a song completely unrelated to the ocean.
Come on, Chris.
I was trying to make sure there was a song by the band Live called The Dolphins Cry, so maybe that's like why I just never made the football connection. Maybe dolphins, I thought, were animals often associated with tears. Mm.
Those are alligator tears. Crocodile tears. That's what it is.
I still want to know what the Post Malone spin on a song is. You haven't really answered that, so.
Well, he has that auto-tune sort of voice.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
And it has some... It actually has some guitar in it. It's not like just a hip-hop beat. It has some guitar along with some of the hip-hop elements. And
I was a big fan. Third grade, Andrew Filippone was a big Hootie and the Blowfish fan.
What about them? I think so. I think most kids in my grade were back then, too.
I don't know why.
They were huge.
Yeah, I think it should be the opposite, Chris. Like, why wouldn't someone of that age during
that
era
have liked Hootie and the Blowfish? When I was in third or fourth grade, people liked Ace of Base and Criss Cross. And Hootie, I feel like, did not really have any kind of overlap musically with either of those two.
I felt like Hootie and the Blowfish, when the Beatles arrived in New York and went on Ed Sullivan, I think for people of our age, Hootie and the Blowfish had a similar impact on our musical tastes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Now, does he not like to be called Hootie? He likes to be called Darius.
When
now,
Hootie
right?
and the Blowfish broke through, it took the music world and it took my life.
In
by
what
storm.
Way? Like, how were they new and different?
They just had a great rock sound,
a different sound, a unique sound.
Yeah,
a great rock. I mean, listen, well, the I think songs also are catchy, that, but
yeah,
you also got to think about the era that they came out in when everything was, you know, the grunge.
Exactly.
Era, they were
Everybody,
a different type
you know,
of rock.
Pearl Jam and Nirvana yeah. and Seattle and everything, they were doing their thing. And here comes Hootie on the Blowfish.
It was happy, lighthearted.
Hootie and the Blowfish, not Hootie on the Blowfish.
Yeah. Right.
You said Hootie on the Blowfish. I mean.
Did I?
Yes.
Cale, did you hear me say it that way?
I did not catch that.
Okay.
No. Well, you did. So you're saying that they redefined what rock was when it was overwhelmed by alt and grunge.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, man. I would not say this to Darius Rucker's face because he'd probably want to punch me. I felt like they were making like mom rock, like you're a parent driving a kid to school and you got Hootie on and you know you don't have to change the
station. There's no doubt they were a family-friendly band, but that doesn't mean...
Well, I think if there was any family member, it was dad rock.
Maybe. I
so
don't
your
know,
overall
man.
Point is that Hootie and the Blowfish was not
not my
a
cup of tea.
Revolutionary band because too many like it was appealing to too many groups of people. That's your point.
It was too
that father and sons could sit down and listen to Let Her Cry and like share a
so
bonding
wait,
moment
fathers
over.
And sons couldn't sit down and listen to like Led Zeppelin though.
Led Zeppelin was from the 1960s. I'm talking about what Hootie and the Blowfish did.
Their music was timeless.
Yes, and so was Hootie. So was that band, yeah.
Do you hear Hootie and the Blowfish a lot today?
I saw them.
I do,
yes. They toured.
I don't think Post Malone is covering them if he doesn't think that there is a massive audience that has nostalgic feelings over Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, there you got it. There's a massive audience that has feelings of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Which means they haven't heard it in a while, but they go, oh, yeah, I remember that song. I love that
you
song
are
when
selling,
I was wearing flannel.
You are selling Hootie and the Blowfish short in a big, big way here. And I'm happy that we had this conversation because originally I had the segment pegged for like getting upset about how Browns fans are now dunking on Steelers fans for Big Ben coming back, and we somehow have avoided discussing that.
It's impressive that we avoided discussing a topic we didn't want to do on our show. What's Cale making noises about in there? I can hear him
our
through
boss,
the glass through your headphones.
I'm just chuckling.
Our boss is a big music radio guy, was for a long time. His
yes,
wife
he is, has
discovered
very good taste.
Shania Twain. And I think he would agree with me wholeheartedly on this. Is Hootie and the Blowfish in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even though that thing's a sham?
Yes, it is.
A legitimate Rock Hall of Fame would absolutely open its doors wide for a band like Hootie and the Blowfish.
How many hit songs for Hootie and the Blowfish?
At least 10.
Hootie and the Blowfish have, quote, no shot at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Darius Rucker says.
Well, that's because he sold his soul to country, right?
How many? Yeah, there are rappers in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't think genre of music matters. So wait a minute. You said they had how many hit songs, Hootie and the Blowfish?
At least 10.
Yes.
Name them.
Well, I'm not going to do it on the spot easily... right now. I'm not going to ask you to name every member of the 1985 Bears, but you acknowledge it as a great defense and a great team.
I mean, I could throw like Richard Dent. I could throw Fridge Perry, Walter Payton, Jim McMahon.
I wouldn't give
was on that team, I think.
I wouldn't say 10, but maybe let's give them 5 or 6 massive
okay,
hits.
You go name
to a,
them.
You go to
All
a,
right, only want to be with you. Let Her Cry.
Okay.
Running From an Angel.
Great song.
Never heard it.
Time.
I've heard 3 of the 4.
You go to a Hootie and the Blowfish concert.
Boy, hold on, man. Man, don't tell Ryan Toner. This car sounds like it's out of gas. I hope Ben Roethlisberger has more gas than your little Hootie's
you go
got 10 hits conversation.
You go to a Hootie and the Blowfish concert, you are wildly entertained
I'll top
for 90
that.
Hours
I'll
for
top
90
that.
Minutes to 2 hours.
They toured 2 summers ago and I saw them here in Pittsburgh.
And
I was there with Clint Hurdle, and they were phenomenal. Clint Hurdle was five rows in front of me with Jamison Tyone, and I thought it was fantastic.
What? And were they juking and jiving?
I tweeted about it.
Leaving?
You responded to it.
Were they dancing with each other, having the time of their lives?
They were getting into it. They were getting into it.
How could you not?
Clint Hurdle seems like a huge Hootie and the Blowfish guy.
It's an irresistible rhythm.
Jamison Tyone doesn't surprise me. He loves coffee, so he spends time in coffee shops. And since Hootie and the Blowfish is coffee shop music for sure,
yep.
I guess he would like it.
It's music for all seasons. Weddings.
So it's mass appeal music.
All moods, yeah. Exactly.
Would you say this radio show we do every day is a show for all seasons?
I would say that we are the Hootie and the Blowfish of Pittsburgh sports radio, yes.
What would the fan morning show be?
Bush.
How about Cook and Joe? How about Oasis, because the Gallagher brothers always fight?
All right. What's Zeiss then?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's no question there.
We'll let KDK handle fan weather, brought to you by Sun Chevy. Coming up, an NFL insider gives false hope. It's the PM team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.